You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Let's talk about breakups, Amber.
Yes. Okay. So, a bride has dumped her husband-to-be on the morning of their wedding.
Oh, that's rough.
After finding out that he actually hadn't paid for the wedding venue.
Ooh.
When he said that he had.
So, do we have the details of how this all went down, or are we just going to assume that she's rolled up to the venue to, you know, drop some flowers off or something? They're like, sweetie. You haven't paid for this, and you're not getting married here.
Well, I don't have the details of how she found out.
It's
just know
that
she found out that...
If you don't find out till the day of the wedding, it's got to be the venue telling her that you're not getting married here today.
But she still threw a party for all of the wedding guests.
Well, by that point, she's probably had a lot of things paid for.
Yeah.
Like, by the time our wedding rolled around... Mm. I think we'd paid for everything in full.
Yeah, but...
So food is paid for. Drinks are paid
for. So on the
day whether the wedding happens or not, might as well get blonde.
Yeah, on the day of the wedding, all you have to worry about is getting married.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that is, and that's exactly the reason. And also, you don't want your celebrant to be like, by the way, you need to give me a little bit more cash in the middle of your vows.
Yeah. So...
You have it all sorted.
She still threw a party. She said everyone was there. She had a great day.
Was it
everyone
groomer?
Had fun. Oh, it's
sorry, not the groom, the gentleman who doesn't pay his bills.
Yeah, she's booted him. So he's not invited to their big old party, which was supposed to be the wedding.
So he's not real crash hot at paying bills.
And he's a liar. Don't lie.
Hey, I'm trying to play it down here so that it just ties back to our phoner. 13, 12, 16, what's a petty reason you broke up with someone?
Mm-hmm. I once dumped a boy because he was a bad kisser.
Yep. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
What made him a bad kisser?
There was a bit of tooth action going on.
Oh, a bit aggressive.
Yeah. Like, cool it, mate.
Calm your jets, mate.
A bit strong.
13, 12, 16. We want to hear about the petty reasons you broke up with someone. Mm. Yeah, gentleman in, is it the US, UK? Where is it?
Yeah, US.
Doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
He hadn't paid for the venue for his wedding, and his missus didn't find out till the day of the wedding.
Yeah,
he said he'd done it.
He lied about it.
Yeah.
So she dumped him the day of their wedding.
Oh, geez, that's got to be like straw that broke the camel's back. Like, that can't be a first offence to break up, is it?
Surely.
She's looking for a way out.
And, like, it's not even that petty. I mean, don't lie. You're about to get married. That's a big old red flag for me.
Oh, yeah.
So 13, 12, 16, we're talking about the petty reasons that you broke up with someone. I just remembered that I broke up with a guy because he bought a new outdoor setting and I just happened to be at his house while he was setting it up. But I had to do most of the setting up and I was like, this isn't good. So I dumped him because he sort of just left me to set up his outdoor setting.
Again, legit reason, I feel. I'm fine with it.
So Sarah's on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, what's the petty reason you broke up with someone?
I found out how he spelled his name and I wasn't a fan.
Okay.
All right. On board. Possibly. Let's hear it.
So, like, I've been dating him for a couple of weeks and his name was Kevin.
Okay.
But then, like, we went out to dinner and I saw that he'd put his name down for, like, to book a table and he spelled it Q-U-E-V.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just not how you spell Kevin, mate.
Sarah, if anyone has ever given you any grief for breaking up with him for this reason, you don't need them in your life. You did the right thing. That's not how you spell Kevin.
That's Quevin.
No, I felt cheated, guys. I felt, like, wrong.
Yeah.
Was he a nice enough person or is that irrelevant?
I mean, you know, he was a bit dull. That's why I was like, oh, well, this is a good enough excuse as any, right?
He's dull. That's why he has to spell Kevin with a Q-U because he's dull.
I bet he puts a love heart above the I in his name too, the big weirdo Quevin.
Did you nickname him Quev? What's up, Quev?
A lot of his friends did, which is another red flag for me.
His parents need a stern talking to.
No, that's child abuse.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your call, Sarah. That is, I don't even think it's petty.
No, you did the right thing.
I'm totally on board. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Keep those calls coming through. 13, 12, 16. What's the petty reason you broke up with someone? I'm just having all of these memories of breaking up with a lot of people.
You could just be a petty person, Emma. 13, 12, 16. What's a petty reason you broke up with someone?
It's no secret. Big, big fan of Sir David Attenborough.
Who isn't?
Exactly.
Stupid people.
Correct. Now, it's just come out that a new study shows that Sir David Attenborough's nature documentaries may be boosting people's love lives.
Really?
Yep.
That surprises me because, like I said, big fan of Sir David Attenborough, and he's an absolute... He's a gift to the world.
I agree.
And his work is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find it overly sexy.
I find it very calming.
Yeah, definitely.
Very relaxing. Mm-hmm. But apparently, the shows like Planet Earth and Blue Planet improve viewers' confidence by helping them have a more compassionate view of their body.
See, I still don't see it. I can't put the two things together.
Man, if this doesn't get you back to ice spinning, I mean...
When an individual is looking for a partner, it gives its trail of slime a special taste that advertises the fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm convinced. I mean, if there's... that sound in the background was sexy as well.
Mm.
Was that some form of slug?
Yes.
Sexy, sexy slug?
Sexy slugs. What about some hedgehog action?
When it comes to the intimacies of courtship...
Oh.
And indeed, classical naturalists thought that hedgehogs actually mated belly to belly. The male noses the female's spines, which seems to excite her.
Wow!
Belly to belly. Attenborough, you naughty, dirty little bird.
And I'll leave you with one last one, and I think this is really important.
Okay.
Okay?
So even among giant cuttlefish, it seems, it's not all about size.
Isn't that inspiring?
For some blokes, I'm sure it's very inspiring.
I need to go home, have a cold shower. Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Now, I apologise to anyone who plays along in their car to Would You Rather, mm-hmm. but this one I just thought would be a bit of fun. It's just for Amber because everyone else is going to be like, well, there's only one answer to this one,
mm-hmm.
not for Amber Wheatland.
Okay.
Amber, ooh. Would you rather constantly be finding spiders around your house, inside, ooh. Like you
okay.
pull back the doona, oh, geez, there's a spider in the bed, get it out, get it out.
That sounds awful.
Or would you rather have to touch a person's knees anytime they enter a room?
Ew.
Whoever
ew.
Enters the room, work, home, okay. whatever, you have to touch their knees. Now, behind the curtain, Amber has a weird knee thing.
I do.
She doesn't like seeing them, talking about them, or touching them.
Yeah.
Like, you
even
know...
thinking about them makes me like, goo.
Have you ever thought about, like, how some people can move their kneecap a little bit?
That's what I hate. Can you shut up?
Like this?
Stop, stop, stop. I mean it.
So,
billows.
Spiders,
yeah.
possibly venomous, could end your life, never sleep again, or have to touch someone's kneecap.
Oh.
Give it a little poke.
See, I thought when you said that this was specific for me,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be about like doggos or something cute. Or...
Emma, we've been doing Would You Rather for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Why would you think it was going to be, would you rather have a puppy best friend or a puppy worst enemy? You
okay.
peanut.
Spiders everywhere
spiders
all the time.
Everywhere. You're finding at least 10 a day in your home or car.
Okay, and so I've got to deal with that.
You've got to deal with
ooh,
that.
Like kill them and stuff.
Kill them, relocate them, whatever it is.
Because I do feel like a real badass when I kill a spider. Like,
yeah, no, I get that. I'm the same because yep. I'm terrified of spiders.
So I'm like, I don't need no man.
Yeah.
Killed it myself.
I'm like, I'm man of the house. I killed a spider.
But I hate
knees.
Knees. How touchy do I have to be with the knee? Is it just like a beep, like a little,
no,
little touch?
No, it's a rub. How you'd rub a pregnant lady's belly, with her permission, of course, before
good.
You
yeah,
start.
Thank you.
Yeah. Give it a good old hair tussle.
Okay.
On the knee.
Okay. Okay. So the knees won't kill me.
No, they won't.
The spiders probably will. If you what said if, that
yeah,
they're venomous.
No, that's fair. Some of them are.
And I'm all about facing your fears.
No, you're not.
In this would-you-rather circumstance.
You going knees?
I'm going to go with knees.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
But, like, I hope it never, like, ever has to happen.
Come on down, everyone with your knees. Naughty or sporty at 6:40. 40, 40,
What? Until you did the I had no idea.
It wasn't my best work.
Where you were going.
Had Rihanna in my head.
Okay.
What do we got?
We've got a naughty.
Bring it on.
A man caught cheating when he got stuck inside his mistress.
Nah.
Yep.
Nah, that's not a thing.
It is.
There's no... No.
So they were having a... He's cheating on his wife and he and his mistress were having a...
Having a romp?
A dirty hotel romp.
Good on him.
So they'd locked themselves in their hotel room.
Yep.
When he got stuck inside.
Okay. Were they using... anything? Like, I mean, is it
I don't
like,
have those kind of details.
Like, I don't understand this. So, like, were they like, oh, grab the lube, and he grabbed the Tarzan's grip, or?
No, so apparently it is possible for the
here we go.
Pelvic floor
okay.
of a woman
yes.
to contract and just, like, grab it. And so he's now stuck. He's stuck in there, and they had to, like, call out for help from hotel staff.
And then what did they do?
Well, I
just guide him backwards. get four of him on, like, each limb and lift him.
Well, no, apparently she sort of had to relax. Yeah.
So calming music?
Whale sounds or yeah, tranquil garden?
Sounds of the rainforest.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to ungrip now, honey.
So this guy is filthy cheater, and the wife was already suspicious, and now there's photos of him stuck inside of his mistress on the internet, so.
You know, like, I think everyone who's having an affair should take note in this, because they, by the sound of it, were very careful. They were off in a hotel room. Mm. They'd covered all their bases, mm-hmm. but no one had planned for them to get stuck in each other. There's no planning around that. Something can always go wrong, and it did for these guys.
He's
going to be sitting there alone in his scummy hotel room, probably the same one he got stuck in with his mistress, just be like, I'd covered all bases, every base.
If you're going to cheat, you're going to get caught.
Not necessarily. I'm just saying that this guy's
stuck.
Pretty unlucky. We're getting lodged in each other.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.